The success of the telephone is incomparable and unique. After the first connection between London and New York across the Atlantic was established in 1928, the distribution and fascination of the seemingly ideal communication instrument grew unstoppably. Into the 1960s, the telephone operator did a great job. Finally, in 1983, Motorola introduced a mobile phone that initially became a status symbol for the wealthy. While the heavy box initially cost $4,000, the mobile phone became increasingly lighter and cheaper through the 1990s and finally became an all-rounder as a smartphone in 2007.
Am Beginn war die Mobilfunktechnologie eine Elitentechnologie. Das heißt, eine ganz kleine Gruppe der Bevölkerung hat diese Technologie genutzt und über Nacht fast ist es zu einer Massentechnologie geworden. Und dieses Phänomen hat nicht nur mich überrascht, sondern es hat auch die Wirtschaft überrascht, weil man hatte mit einer verschwindend kleinen Anzahl von möglichen Kunden gerechnet und heute ist das die ganze Menschheit.
Surprisingly, although microwave radiation is used for the transmission technology, the US authorities did not feel obliged to demand a technology risk assessment from the manufacturer. Mobile phone pioneer Motorola was able to put the cell phones on the market bypassing the regulatory authorities. When the first scientific studies on possible health risks were due for publication in the mid-1990s, things got uncomfortable. A team led by Professor Henry Lay of Washington University had found so-called DNA strand breaks in animal experiments. The precursor to cancer was clearly visible under the electron microscope.
One conclusion is that radio frequency fields can damage DNA and cause, of course, when you damage DNA, the cell tries to repair, and in that process it make mistake and it causes genetic mutation. And of course, genetic mutation can possibly lead to development of cancer.
The scientific findings, which were threatening from the point of view of the first cell phone manufacturer, Motorola, were prepared in an industry-friendly manner by the master manipulators. The lobby agency Burson Marsteller, they presented their client Motorola the so-called War Game Memo, a strategy paper with directives on how to downplay the study and discredit the scientists. Thus, the Lay study should be doubted first, since it appears only as a single study. In this context, the paper referred to examples from the past where scientists were discredited because their results could not be replicated by other research teams. The industry itself will further take care of the reproduction and will commission a corresponding study with its own ranks to verify the results from the Lay study. As soon as this result from the industry is then available, it will be published.
The first one I know about was the Henry Lai, attacks on Henry Lai. So you have one scientist basically being attacked by this, you know, multi-billion dollar set of industries. And of course now they're multi-trillion dollar set of industries. So he got attacked even before he published the first paper on the DNA effects, which were brilliant studies. And, you know, And so basically his scientific career from there on was destroyed.
Exactly.
Yeah. And that's happened over and over and over again in the US and in Europe.
The highly respected journal Microwave News first spoke of wargaming, and to this day, investigative journalists come across this historical phenomenon and the still up-to-date consequences of it.
We looked at the industry disinformation and propaganda campaign that for the past 25 years has been convincing the public that these cell phones are safe. And the way they've done that is to war game the science, as they put it in an internal memo from Motorola. They've funded their friendly scientists, they've attacked critical science, independent science, they've put their own people onto advisory boards. All that said, that's resulted in, I think, the message coming across from the mainstream media, frankly, that cell phones are safe enough, shall we say.
The powerful industry association, CTIA, hired a man they thought was industry-friendly enough to get the study results that fit. Dr. George Carlo, a physician and lawyer, used industry money to found WTR, Wireless Technology Research. When he found alarming health risks and boldly published them, he got to feel the power and wargame strategies of his clients.
In many cases, what was presented by the WTR in terms of findings and significance was represented differently by the industry, where we would have a press conference. The industry then got to the point where they would schedule a press conference to compete with our press conference. So they would tell the media, this is what they said, but this is what they really meant.
Anyone researching into mobile communications and possible health risks cannot get past the World Health Organization. The powerful agency of the United Nations comprises 194 countries and has a hand in the game of all relevant health issues. The discussion about whether cell phone radiation could be possibly harmful to our health could not be ignored by the WHO. After all, it pursues a noble vision. Health is a fundamental human right. Everyone has the right to the best possible state of health. The Australian, Dr. Mike Ripaccioli, was regarded as the crown witness of the cell phone critics because he had seen an increased development of cancer in mice exposed to cell phone radiation in his study published in 1995. Now the man sat at the WHO and questions his own study. He was practically wargaming himself.
Now my study on was looking at transgenic mice that were predisposed to get lymphoma. And we found an increase in lymphoma from the radio frequency signals. And we spent 6 months going through that study to find out what we did wrong, because we thought, heavens, we don't know why there should be an increase in lymphoma, and we still don't know.
He finds a problem and still can't figure out where the problem comes from, and therefore there is no problem. The associated language use was standardized and prescribed worldwide.
We have not found any evidence to suggest that these phones are not safe.
Under the WHO flag, the Australian sailed around the world from 1997 to 2006, spreading the good news. No problem. Dr. Mike Ripaccioli felt very secure. After all, he was the official mobile voice of the WHO. But he made mistakes. The dear money.
The funding that comes from industry has to go into a separate pot. And then it's provided to WHO.
And so it happened that the good man was finally exposed as an industry-paid advocate and trivializer. He then retired from the WHO and has since been working behind the scenes as an industry consultant. During his time as project manager in Geneva, he made a good job. The growing industry of mobile communications was conquering the world at a rapid pace. While it took 12 years to reach the first billion cell phone connections worldwide, it took only 3 years for the second, 2 years for the third billion, and so on. Today, there are more cell phone contracts than inhabitants in the Western world. Mission accomplished. Professor Franz Adelkofer was to become the next prominent war game victim. With a total of 12 research groups from 7 countries, he had coordinated a so-called reflex study funded by the EU. A team led by Professor Hugo Rüdiger had again failed to deliver results from the laboratories of the Vienna Medical University that were agreeable to the industry.
Wir haben gezeigt, aufgrund der Reflexdaten, dass hochfrequente elektromagnetische Felder die Gene schädigen können. Wir können nicht mehr sicher sein, dass nicht doch eben Schäden auftreten, die zu einer Gefährdung der Gesundheit der Handybenutzer führen. Wir können gegenwärtig nicht ausschließen, ob nicht in 15, 20 Jahren die Häufigkeit von Hirntumoren deutlich ansteigt.
Nehmen wir doch die Hinweise bei den elektromagnetischen Feldern jetzt ernst und warten wir nicht noch 40 Jahre, bis wir vielleicht was sehen.
The accident insurance company AUVA from Vienna looked anxiously at the reflex study results and wanted to commission the replication at the Med Uni Vienna as well, so to speak. Now the war game strategy was urgently needed. In 2008, the renowned German news magazine Der Spiegel accused the now retired Professor Rüdiger of falsification. The picture and the headline suggested the professor was having an affair with a female laboratory assistant. The alleged falsification affair was uncovered by a biologist from faraway Bremen, who is considered industry friendly. According to Der Spiegel, the study results, including DNA strand breaks, were only faked work of a lab assistant who adored her professor. From one day to the next, the scientists and their work were discredited in this form. Of course, it was welcome news for the media, but there are still journalists who personally visit the protagonists of the story and do not just take over unchecked sensational reports. One of them is science journalist Tina Goebel from Vienna-based political magazine Profil. She could not get anything out of the remarks on the so-called Vienna scandal.
Man sieht, dass dieses Thema Mobilfunk da bleibt nicht bei der Wissenschaft und da wird nicht mehr sachlich diskutiert, sondern da wird wirklich, das geht sehr schnell ins Persönliche, da werden sehr schnell Geschütze aufgefahren. Da wird sehr schnell versucht, einfach auch das Privatleben von Wissenschaftlern zu zerstören. Und das war wirklich schockierend, mit welchen Methoden da gearbeitet wird.
Under the title Radiation Dirt, Tina Goebel now uncovered the case for her part and discovered a fake orchestrated by the industry. But a follow-up project to the reflex study at the University of Vienna, headed by cancer researcher Professor Moskola, also suddenly suffered from the alleged falsification scandal. A side effect of strategic wargaming that should not be underestimated is that of intimidation. Who would want to mess with an overpowering, well-funded industry just because a health risk might be found?
Ich weiß auch von Forschern, die wirklich da auch dran waren, die gesagt haben, ich möchte nie wieder irgendwas mit Handystrahlung forschen, denn wenn ich da drauf komme, dass das gesundheitsschädlich ist, dann zerstört mich die Lobby. Also da gibt es wirklich schon seitens der Wissenschaftler Bedenken, die einfach diese Forschung nicht mehr anrühren wollen. Das ist mittlerweile wie ein heißes Eisen, weil die Angst haben, dass sie da nicht nur wissenschaftlich, sondern auch teilweise persönlich zerstört werden, so wie man es da in Wien erlebt hat.
In fact, a pattern has been clear since the 1994 Wargame Memo. All scientists who found a problem with microwave radiation from our cell phones and smartphones subsequently got a problem themselves. The strategies of wargaming are still present today. In Vienna, too, a bad taste remains, although the initiator of the alleged forgery has been convicted in the meantime, and the scientific work of the Viennese researchers have been confirmed internationally.
Der Wiener Forschungsskandal, das war eine Reaktion von einem, ich nenne es Lobbyisten aus Deutschland. Der hat Beschuldigungen losgelassen. Da hat man einen zuerst akademischen und dann eigentlich einen sehr profunden Streit lanciert, um gewisse Forschungsergebnisse einfach schlecht zu machen und wegzumachen. 7 Jahre später kann ich ruhigen Gewissens sagen, der Mann wurde verurteilt. Das ist üble Verleumdung. Es ist an den Vorwürfen nichts dran geblieben. Und alle, die noch immer im Hinterkopf behalten haben, dass da irgendwas schiefgelaufen ist, denen kann man heute sagen, es ist alles in Ordnung. Wir verfolgen diese Daten weiter. Wir haben jetzt gerade das Nachfolgeprojekt abgeschlossen, konnten also die Befunde vom ersten großen Projekt bestätigen und vertiefen. Es ist nicht nur so, dass in einigen Zellen die sensitiv reagierende DNA bricht. Wir wissen heute auch, warum sie bricht. Wir können den zellulären Mechanismus, der dahinter steht, beschreiben. Das ist wissenschaftlich betrachtet ein wichtiger Befund, um den Sachverhalt plausibel darzustellen.
Wargaming in Austria means then probably also malicious interpretation and distortion of facts. As here with the AUVA study led by Professor Moskola, by the industry lobby association FMK from Vienna. The scheme of deliberate misinterpretation is often taken to extremes when, for example, fake news is published in the Austrian Medical Journal, which only on closer examination turns out to be paid advertising, but things are getting tight for the master manipulators.
The night before we released our story, there was a peer review by independent scientists of the biggest study that the United States government has had to date on cell phone radiation. This was a study by the U.S. National Toxicology Program, that's part of the National Institutes of Health. The study was commissioned by the U.S. Food and Drug Administration and released some preliminary findings in February, and then those findings were peer-reviewed by independent scientists last week. And those independent scientists finally concluded that there was, quote, clear evidence, unquote, clear evidence that cell phone radiation can cause cancers.
Again, it was the journal Microwave News that first wrote about the NTP study and reminded that DNA strand breaks had already been found more than 20 years ago. One of the NTP study coordinators warns urgently and demands immediate measures.
Because of the widespread use of cell phones, even a small increase in risk would have a serious public health impact. And in the meantime, rather than telling people, if you are concerned, this is what you can do, the health agencies need to promote precautionary measures, especially for children and women, because in children, the risks could be greater due to the increased penetration, as well as the sensitivity of the developing brain to tissue-damaging agents. So finally, what is the lesson learned? We should no longer assume that any current or future wireless technology, including 5G, is safe without adequate testing, because to not do so is not ethical.
At about the same time as the NTP study, a long-term study on rats and mice was conducted in Bologna, Italy. The study also started in 2005 and showed serious indications of development of rare tumors by mobile radio radiation. As expected, both studies are now facing massive attacks. The lobby association ICNA again tries to downplay the results, claiming that they were even coordinated. The head of the Italian study sees wargaming in this way.
The only thing that they have in common that the study are independent, and this is very important, we had the same result. I say not by chance. And again, they accuse us to give results that could affect the stability of society, you know. We are so happy to have all these devices, and now we are making fair about people. No, I don't want to make fair. I want to push industry to be at the service of society, because usually we consumers are at the service of society. So I would like to change this paradigm. And I have not the responsibility of the change.
Wenn sich herausstellt, dass auch die Tierversuche Hinweise, so deutliche Hinweise zeigen, wie das nach den ersten Berichten der Fall zu sein scheint, dann gibt es keine andere Möglichkeit als die Einstufung in Gruppe 1. Weil das würde sonst den Kriterien der IHC widersprechen. Also unter diesen Voraussetzungen wäre eine Einschätzung in die Gruppe 1, also krebserregend für den Menschen, unausweichlich.
Of course, this does not fit in with the hype surrounding the new 5G mobile phone generation. The current situation was accurately summed up by an independent European journalists organization in early 2019.
There's a revolution on the way. It's the 5G revolution. Although some say this will be more like an experiment that will affect billions of people. 5G stands for fifth generation mobile services. The internet will be faster than ever. Downloading a high-definition movie will take mere seconds. By 2025, the European Commission is planning for all urban areas across the continent to have seamless 5G coverage. This will enable a new age in the Internet of Things. Smart driverless cars and smart hospitals. Smart fridges, coffee makers, and even baby diapers. But what citizens are not told is that for this to happen, countless new antennas will be added. In our neighborhoods, our workplaces, even in our homes. Are mobile communications dangerous? The scientific community is divided. Some experts maintain they are safe, others have serious concerns. In 2011, the WHO classified electromagnetic fields associated with cell phones as possibly carcinogenic to humans. And studies published in 2018 showed that when rats were exposed to such fields, it increased their risk of certain types of cancer. Even among those who believe the technology is safe, many admit that more studies are needed. And for 5G, there are almost no studies. Telecom companies themselves have noted that electromagnetic signals may pose health risks. So why are the EU Commission and our governments turning a blind eye? They cite guidelines established by transnational scientific bodies. But Investigate Europe has found that these bodies are closed clubs. People with dissenting opinions are not invited in. And a significant number of the scientists involved have received funding from companies with vested interests in the 5G rollout. There is no risk-free society. Other things we consume are also bad for our health, from alcohol to junk food. But if you don't want a hamburger, you can simply avoid hamburgers. With 5G, there is no opt-out.
You have to look at it now in terms of what we know the other EMFs do. And that is, we know that they cause huge effects on the brain, including neurological and neuropsychiatric effects. We know they produce attacks on the DNA of our cells. We know they produce oxidative stress, which is involved in almost all the chronic diseases. We know that they produce hormonal effects of a wide variety of sorts. We know they produce reproductive effects, which are incredibly damaging. And so my prediction is 5G is going to be worse on all of these things, and then there's cancer, which of course is a problem, and so we're going to have really horrendous effects from 5G, and so the plan is, as you may know, is to put out tens of millions of these new antennae without doing one single biological safety test, and that's absolutely insane.
Now the NTP study is to be reproduced, and when applying for the study team, familiar names appear. According to the War Game memo, the finding of DNA strand breaks in 1994 was scary already. And when, among others, the Vienna teams found the same problems for ourselves as the team around Henry Ley, at that time things got precarious. Quoting Professor A. Laschel on Vienna's study before he started the Vienna scandal, if the results are confirmed, this would not only be an alarm signal, but the beginning of the end of mobile radio, since DNA damage is the first step to cancer development. Everybody can find 505 studies in this database that show effects from electromagnetic fields.